This is the Sakar Merli of the 30th of December, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, in order to lighten your burden of sins, be faithful and honest in writing the history of your past actions. Give it to the Father, and half will then be forgiven. Question. Which seed can you children not sow at the confluence age? Answer. The seed of body consciousness. It is from this seed that the whole tree of vices grows. At present, the tree of these five vices has grown over the whole world. Everyone continues to sow the seeds of lust and anger. The Father's directions to you are, children, become pure with the power of yoga. Stop sowing that seed. Song. Having attained you, we have attained the world. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. At present there are few of you. Soon there will be very many children. Even though there are now only a few of you who have become children of Prajapita Brahma practically, everyone knows of him. He is called Brahma, the father of people. There are so many people. People of all religions will definitely accept him. It was through him that humans were created. Baba has explained that physical fathers are also limited Brahmas, because genealogical trees are formed through those too. A genealogical tree continues based on the surname. Those are limited fathers, and this one, Brahma, is an unlimited father. This one's name is Prajapita. Physical fathers create limited families. Some do not even create a family. This one definitely creates one. Is there anyone who would say that Prajapita Brahma doesn't have children? People of the whole world are his children. Prajapita Brahma is the foremost one. When they speak of Adam and Eve, Adidev and Adidevi, they are referring to Prajapita Brahma. All religions will believe in him. Truly, there is a limited father, and the other is the unlimited father. That unlimited father is the one who gives unlimited happiness. You are making effort to attain the unlimited happiness of heaven. You have come here to attain your inheritance of unlimited happiness from the unlimited father. It can also be said that there is unlimited happiness in heaven and unlimited sorrow in hell. A lot of sorrow is to come. There will be cries of distress. The Father has explained to you the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the whole world. Children are personally sitting in front of him, and are also making effort. He is both the mother and the father. There are so many children. No one has enmity for the unlimited mother and father. You receive so much happiness from the mother and father. People sing, "You are the mother and father." This aspect can only be understood by you children. People of other religions only call out to the Father. They do not speak of the Mother and Father. It is only here that you sing, "You are the Mother and Father." You children understand that by studying we are changing from ordinary humans into deities, from thorns into flowers. The father is the boatman as well as the gardener. You Brahmins are all different types of gardener. There is also a gardener for the Mughal gardens. His salary is very good. Gardeners too are number wise. Some gardeners grow such beautiful flowers. Among flowers there is a king of flowers. In the golden age there are king and queen flowers. Although there are emperors and empresses now, they are not like flowers. By becoming impure they become thorns. While moving along, they prick you like thorns and run away. They are called Ajamil. You perform the most devotion. Look how they have created dirty images of degradation on the path of sin. They portrayed images of the deities, but they are images of the path of sin. You children now understand these aspects. You have now become Brahmins. We go very far, far away from the vices. Among Brahmins, it is a very big criminal assault for a brother and sister to indulge in vice. Their name is spoilt. This is why Baba says, "Tell Baba all about the dirty acts you have performed from childhood, and half will then be forgiven." You do remember at what times you perform dirty acts, do you not? Write them down and give it to Baba. Those who are very faithful and honest will write, "Baba, I performed these bad acts. Please forgive me." The father says you cannot be forgiven. However, because you have told the truth, your burden will be lightened. It is not that you can forget about them. You cannot forget them. You are warned not to perform any such acts in the future. However, your conscience definitely bites. They say, "Baba, we were like Ajamil." This refers to the present birth. You also know when you went onto the path of sin and became sinful souls. The Father now makes us into charitable souls. The world of charitable souls is separate. Even though there is only this one world, you understand that it is divided into two. One is the world of charitable souls, which is called heaven. And the other is the world of sinful souls, which is called the land of sorrow, or hell. There is a world of happiness and a world of sorrow. In the land of sorrow, everyone calls out to be liberated and to be taken home. You children understand that you are not going to go and sit at home, but that you have to go down and play your parts again. At present, the whole world is impure. You are now being made pure by the Father. The aim and objective is in front of you. No one else has this aim and objective. We are becoming this. The Father says, "Children, you were this. Now you are not. You were worthy of worship and have now become worshippers. Effort is required in order to become worthy of worship again. The Father inspires you to make such good effort. This Baba understands that he will become a prince. This one is number one, yet he is not able to remain in constant remembrance. He forgets. No matter how much effort someone makes, he will not be able to reach that stage at present. The Karmatit stage will be achieved when it is time for the war. Everyone has to make effort. This one also has to make effort. Ask them, where is Baba positioned in the picture? He is standing right at the top of the tree in the impure world, and he is also doing tapasya at the bottom of the tree. It is explained in such a simple way. All of these aspects have been explained by the Father. We did not know these things. The Father is knowledgeful. He is the one whom everyone remembers. They say, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, come and liberate us from sorrow. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are deities. The souls who reside in the incorporeal world are not called deities. The Father has explained the secret of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. Brahma, Lakshmi and Narayan all exist here. Only you children have visions of the subtle region now. This Baba also becomes an angel. The children know that the one who is standing at the top of the ladder is also the one who is doing tapasya at the bottom. This is shown very clearly in the picture. He does not call himself God. He says, I was not worth a penny, and the same applies to you. I am now becoming worth a pound, and the same applies to you. These things are very easy to understand. If someone objects, tell him that he is standing at the end of the Iron Age. The Father says, when this one has reached the stage of decay in his age of retirement, I enter him. He is now doing the tapasya of Raj Yoga. How can you call someone a deity when he is doing tapasya? It is after studying Raj Yoga that he becomes that. You children are also being made into those who wear crowns. You are becoming deities. You can print pictures of 10 to 20 children to show that you all become that. Earlier, each one had a photo taken like that. This is something to be explained. On one side they are simple, and on the other side they are double-crowned. You understand that you are becoming that. Only those whose lines are clear will become that. You also have to become very sweet. At present, the seeds of lust and anger have increased so much in human beings. The tree of the five vices has emerged in all of them. The Father says, do not sow such seeds now. You should not sow the seed of any body consciousness at the confluence age. You mustn't sow the seed of lust. Ravan will not exist for half a cycle. The Father sits here and explains every aspect to the children. The main thing is man above. The Father says, remember me. This one is right at the back and he is also right at the front. You become very pure through the power of yoga. In the beginning, some of you children used to have many visions. On the path of devotion, someone receives a vision after performing intense devotion. Here, you used to just sit and easily go into trance. It was considered to be magic. It was first-class magic. Meera did a lot of tapasya, and spent her time in the company of sages and holy men. There are no holy men here. This one is the Father. Shiv Baba is the father of all. People ask to meet the Guru. However, there is no Guru here. Shiv Baba is incorporeal. So whom do they want to meet? They offer gifts to those Gurus. This father is the master of the unlimited. There is no question of offering him anything. What would he do with money? Brahma understands that he is going to be the master of the world. Whatever money, etc., children give, it is used to make buildings, etc., for them. Money is of no use to Shiv Baba or to Brahma Baba. These buildings, etc., have been made for the children to come and stay in. Some children are poor, some are rich, and some even send 2 rupees and tell Baba, "Baba, put a brick in my name." Some send 1,000 rupees. The intention of both is the same. Therefore, it becomes equal for both of them. Children can then come and stay wherever they like. When someone who had a building made comes, he is offered greater hospitality. Some then say Baba favours them. Of course, they definitely have to be offered this. There are many types. Some will stay anywhere, others are very delicate. Foreigners stay in very big mansions. Many wealthy people emerge in every nation. Therefore, such buildings have to be built for them. Look how so many children come here. No other father would have such thoughts. At the most, someone may have 10, 12 or 20 grandchildren. Acha, someone could even have 200 to 500, but no one would have more than that. This family of Baba is so large, and it will grow even larger. The kingdom is being established. How large the father's family is, and how large the family of Prajapita Brahma is. Only when he comes each cycle do you hear these wonderful things. It is said of the Father, "O Prabhu, your ways and means are unique." This refers to now. Look at the difference between devotion and knowledge. The Father explains to you, if you want to go to heaven, imbibe divine virtues. You are now like thorns. They continue to sing, "I am without virtue." However, there are the defects of the 5 vices in the kingdom of Ravan. You now receive such good knowledge. That knowledge does not give you as much happiness as this knowledge. You understand that we souls reside above in the incorporeal world. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are in the subtle region. That is also just for the purpose of visions. Brahma is here, and so are Lakshmi and Narayan. There is just a vision of them. That symbolizes how corporeal Brahma becomes an angel, the Brahma of the subtle region. Otherwise, there is nothing like that. You children now continue to understand and imbibe everything. These aspects are not new. You have become deities many times. They used to be the deity kingdom. This cycle continues to turn. those dramas are perishable, whereas this is an eternal and imperishable drama. It is not in anyone's intellect except yours. The Father sits here and explains all of this to you. It isn't that it has continued from time immemorial. The Father says, I am now giving you this knowledge, and it will then disappear. When you have attained your royal status in the Golden Age, this knowledge will not exist. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Always have the awareness that you are now Brahmins. Therefore stay far away from the vices. Never let there be criminal assault. Remain very honest and faithful to the Father. 2. In order to become double-crowned kings, become very sweet and keep the line of your intellects clear. Do the tapasya of Raj Yoga. Blessing. May you become free from bondage and liberated in life, and remain constantly stable in an unlimited stage. Body consciousness is a limited stage, whereas being soul conscious is an unlimited stage. When you enter a body, you have to enter karmic bondages and limitations. But when you become soul conscious, all of those bondages finish. It is said, those who are free from bondage are liberated in life. In the same way, those who remain stable in an unlimited stage become liberated from the vibrations and the atmosphere of the world, as well as the tamoguni attitudes and attacks of Maya. This is known as the stage of liberation in life, which you have to experience at the confluence age. Slogan. The sign of someone having a faithful intellect is that he has victory guaranteed and is carefree. No waste can come to such a soul. Aviat signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatite. Understand the deep philosophy of karma. That is, be trikaldashi before you perform any action, for only then will you be able to become karmatite. If you make even trivial mistakes in your thoughts, then those too create a very severe karmic account. This is why you must consider even a small mistake to be a big mistake, because you are now coming close to your perfect stage. Om Shanti.